Yeah, it sounds better now.
Okay. Very well. So, can we get to know Big Tizzy? Just ASAP. Let's not waste time.
Okay, yeah. Big Tizzy, UK-based artist, Afrobeat junkie. So, okay. I started when I was in Nigeria. I started when I was younger, around age 5.
Okay.
But I moved to the UK around when I was 14. So,
okay.
And but I've been doing music. Like, not doing music, but I've been doing, like, Fuji sound from age 5. Singing, you know, this, you know, when you're in Nigeria, like you hear so many music.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm, a, yeah. I'm much more around elderly people, so they play okay. different Fuji. Types of music. Yeah, so when I got to UK, so I just then from there I just started doing my own music. Then I realized I still got that Fuji voice, so I'm implemented to hip-hop, R&B, also so many things. So from there, yeah, and that's how it happened, really.
Okay.
Then I was in a group called 166 Family. Easy, Tiller Man, Dollar Bills, you know, if you remember, Younger, Faji.
I saw
you dancing in a club. Oh, remember, no, me, Timo.
I'm telling you. Wow. I can hear you, bro. Like, what inspired you to go into music?
And to be honest, I think I was kind of born with music, really. It's not what even like, I think it came natural, really. Because in Nigeria, I've been trying to do it, like, because we didn't have the opportunity in Nigeria, you know, because I used to live with my grandma before I moved to the UK to start living with my mom. So, obviously, if she had the money then, she probably bought me the equipment to start doing my own live band. But obviously, at that time, you know, Nigeria, the system is not giving you the opportunity to reach where you actually want to go. So, so I've just been doing music. So I realized I got the voodoo, the voice. So I was trying to do it. So when I got to the UK, then I bought my own equipment. I started doing my own thing. So I know what I want to do with myself. So which I listen to other people as well, like you said, to inspire me and other people, like people like Barista, Wasiu, Pasuma, so many things. Then mix that with Jay-Z, 50 Cent, so many Nate Dogs, not so many people, and Kanye West as well.
Wow, that is good, bro. Okay. If you are asked to choose some artists, like big time artists that you really like to work with, so can you mention quite a few?
What, like in Nigeria or generally?
Generally, bro.
Generally, there's a lot of artists I want to work with. Like, you know, the people I used to look up to, like Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Kanye West, those people that I mentioned earlier, then mixed with like Wasiu, Pasuma. Obviously, I would like to do something with OB as well. And Wizkid, Burna Boy, and so many talented artists as well. Because to be honest with me, yeah, I don't. It's not if you got the talent, we'll work.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So I give people opportunity. I expect the same thing, but industry does not work like that. But I like talent. I discover talent. I really like someone that got talent. So if you got talent, yeah, you can work. So I want to work with mostly. I want to work with Beyonce as well.
Wow, that is big, bro. That's big. Yeah.
Atiwa.
Wow. Okay. So, where do you see your music like in the next 3 to 4 years from now?
Three to four years, I expect my music to be involved in a lot of people's life. Because from like age 10 to any age upward, like they like my music. So now it's about getting it to another level so I can win Grammy like Burna Boy now. You know?
Yeah. So actually I listened to some of your music and I was really trying to know, do you get inspiration for your music from just events occurrence or you kind of...
Yeah, I mean, because every day we wake up, we see so many things. So I might just be walking London Road now. Maybe I want to go get some food. Something happened. And by the time I come back, then it was stuck in my head. So that where I actually get my inspiration from is the beat. If you send me the beat, if my soul is connecting with the beat, it makes it easy for me.
Okay.
So, but sometimes I have to come out of my own box and try to create something, which I don't mind, which I do anyway. But I think I get the inspiration from the beat, because once the beat stops, the Holy Ghost just bring the hook. And it's a go.
Yeah. So where can we find Big Tizzy, like on social media platforms?
You can find Big, to be honest, you can find me anywhere. Just type Google Big Tizzy, which take you to everywhere. I'm on Google, I'm on iTunes. I'm on about 100 music website, Deezer, so many things, Spotify. I also, you can get me on Snapchat as well. I'm on Snapchat, BigTZ12, BigTZY. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I mean, just like Google me, bro.
Okay, bro. Thank you very much. So, before you go, actually, we'd like you to do a freestyle for us, like, you know, Fuji.
Okay, you want to put me on the spot? That's good. So, when I call you, you won't call me later. When I kiss you, you won't kiss me later. I try and reach you, you won't later. I say I love you, you say later. Come on, told you by a Jew, come on, call my own. Told you by a Jew, come on, call my own. Told you by a Jew, come on, call my own. That's a little sense.
That is big, bro. That is big. Are you working on are you working on any new project like now? Right now.
I just dropped my project. My last EP came out last December. It's still fresh. You can, it's everywhere, all digital platform everywhere. It's called because I've done like almost 5 EP now. The last one before this one is called Work. The one I actually dropped, the fresh one, is called Underrated. So you can purchase it, you can listen to it, you can stream it everywhere. On your music app, on your phone.
Okay. Thank you very much. But well, actually, welcome, how come you've still retained that Yoruba vibe over the years? You know, Yankee, this thing.
Yeah, you know, like, because obviously you're an African friend now, you know, like, that's my mom, you start speaking, like, hey, my friend, what's you like? Master, you know, them ones like, keeping your toes so you don't forget, because it's easy to forget. Sometimes I'm speaking English, I'm thinking I'm speaking Yoruba in my head. Then people will start saying, Baba, you are speaking too much English, girl. So I was like, sorry, I think I'm speaking Yoruba. So I have to, like, you know what I'm saying? So, and I mastered as well. That's why you can hear my song. I can hear a bit of English, Yoruba, everything there. It comes natural. It's not like something that I'm trying to do. That's why even now I say a lot of people trying to do that. They copy the style. But if you create this stuff, it's gonna be with you forever. So I don't have a problem with that. So yeah, it's good to inspire people as well. I get inspiration from people. I also have been inspired, but I inspire a lot of people as well. New up and coming. Everything just work together. Cause to me, I treat my music like business. You know what I'm saying? I do music business. So whatever you're doing, like this podcast you're doing now, you're doing business. Like, you, only God knows when it's gonna reach. Once it pop like that, you and your family is gonna reach. You're gonna eat. So that's the way forward, really. Like, just start. That's what I tell people. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's it.
Thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. So, yeah, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on Artist Hangout with Femi Max.
Yeah, Femi Max. I appreciate it, man. The podcast is lit still, man. Check him out, man. Big guy still.
Thank you, bro. So, later.
Yeah, man. One thanks, man. Bless. And I call you.